I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Brittany Hurt climbs a fence at an Indiana elementary school to kidnap an 8-year-old girl. Hurt, 34, drives the girl to Hurt's home, drops her off with her extremely confused husband, then strips naked and runs down the street.
Nancy, Hurt unsuccessfully tried to take another child first, grabbing her by the wrist and saying, "Let's start a family." Hurt also made the comment that children, quote, were being taught by the computers and all the children needed to die. Interestingly, Hurt has a child of her own that attends the school.
Hurt's husband calls police. They escort the child back to school. Cops then chase down Hurt, who resists getting in a patrol car, refusing to put on her clothes. She's taken to the ER for a mental eval, but still facing kidnap and public indecency charges. Jesse Ballard locks himself in his bedroom after roommate Jesse Amos threatens to kill him. Amos, 32, breaks down the door and stabs Ballard repeatedly. Ballard jumps out his third-story window to escape. Amos follows Ballard outside and stabs him dead while he lay on the ground unconscious.
Amos's family purchased the Alaska condo for Amos as his own living space due to the 32-year-old's struggles with schizophrenia. But Amos invited Ballard to stay with him while Ballard was in between apartments. Amos's family warned Ballard that he was not safe living with Amos as his condition worsened over the past year, spending 3 days in Alaska Psychiatric Institute back in September.
Amos caused a family member to tell them he killed Ballard and they should call police. Amos received stitches for cuts sustained during the attack, now booked on murder. Amanda Chapin, 50, marries veterinarian Gary Chapin, 70, and gets power of attorney for her husband and makes sure the deed to his home transfers to her when he dies. Then Chapin poisons her husband's coffee with drugs Chapin uses to euthanize animals on 3 separate occasions. The third time, Chapin falls into a coma lasting 4 days.
Doctors find barbiturates in Chapin's blood when he's in the hospital, leading Chapin's children to file a restraining order against Amanda on Gary's behalf. Amanda then violated that restraining order when she emailed Gary Chapin a suicide note that included a line reading, quote, "The only thing I am guilty of is loving you so much."
Amanda Chapin survives a suicide attempt after Gary Chapin files a restraining order. Once released from the hospital, she's booked on attempted murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A shooting that left 5 dead in North Carolina occurred when a man shot and killed his wife and 3 children, then himself. The High Point Police Department says that 45-year-old Robert Creighton Jr. shot the other 4 and then died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound Saturday. Investigators identified the 2 adult victims as 46-year-old Athalia A. Creighton and 18-year-old Kason Creighton. Also killed were a 16 and 10-year-old whose names weren't immediately released. Authorities say all 5 of those killed lived together in the home. It says 2 others escaped the house. A Missouri inmate facing execution next month for allegedly killing his girlfriend and her 3 children in 2004 has produced statements that he was 1,800 miles away when the slayings took place. Taylor's attorneys hope to trigger a provision in a state law that allows a prosecutor to request a hearing before a judge if he or she has information that a defendant could be innocent or erroneously convicted. A man who was found guilty of murdering 3 people and injuring 2 others in Missouri in 2018 was sentenced Friday to 5 consecutive life sentences. 27-year-old Luis Perez was sentenced after being found guilty in October of 3 counts of first-degree murder and 2 counts of assault. Court documents say Perez killed 2 former roommates, Stephen Marler and Aaron Joshua Hampton, and injured 2 others November 1, 2018, after he was kicked out of their Springfield home. Police say the next day, Perez killed 21-year-old Sabrina Starr, who gave him the weapon he used to kill the other victims.
The trial is now underway for a man charged with killing 8 people on a New York City bike path in a terror attack 5 years ago. Prosecutors started the trial by telling jurors Saifullo Saipov left behind a scene of destruction and horror where screams filled the air, and that the defendant told an FBI agent he was proud of the destruction he caused. Assistant U.S. Attorney Alexander Lee began his opening statement in Manhattan federal court by recreating the terror attack that he said Saipov carried out on a sunny Halloween day in 2017 with a pickup truck he had rented and accelerated to 66 miles per hour. The trial comes after a 6-month-long jury selection process aimed at weeding out those individuals who cannot be impartial.
Florida Deputy Terry Bradford Jr. takes over a pound of pot brownies to the jail, where he sells them to inmates he's supposed to be guarding. While the full scope of the scheme is still under investigation, cops think Bradford brought in the pot brownies at least twice and made several thousands of dollars from inmate sales. Well, he's obviously facing charges for contraband. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.